Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The American Psychiatric Association is trying to overcome its history. It was only in 1973 that it removed homosexuality as an illness. Only last January that it apologized for its racist legacy. For instance, psychiatrists diagnosed enslaved people with drapetomania, a disease they said caused Negroes to run away. Last summer, the APA released a report detailing its racist history, and last weekend, 10,000 members virtually attended the group's annual meeting focused on racism for the first time. Now, how to go forward when Black patients are less likely to get proper treatment for depression and Black psychiatrists are few? Dr. Cheryl Wills is one. She chaired the APA's Task Force on Racism in Psychiatry. Welcome, Dr. Wills.
Thank you.
You know, we've been stunned by some of the things we're reading. A statement from American psychiatrists in the 1800s that emancipation suddenly made many Black slaves lunatics when they hadn't been so during slavery. Remind us of some ways your profession has misdiagnosed Black people.
Well, the studies are clear. We'll start with psychosis and schizophrenia. A Black male and a white male who walk into a clinic or hospital to be evaluated with consistent or similar symptoms and a similar demeanor and clinical presentation, the Black male is more likely to be diagnosed with a psychosis spectrum disorder like schizophrenia. And this has been shown in study after study. And that's not right. You also see that there are studies that African-American children are more likely than other peers, similar age, similar situation, to be prescribed antipsychotic medications that can have debilitating short and long-term side effects.
On the other hand, studies show that Blacks are less likely to get the treatment, the medication they do need for things like depression.
Absolutely. And I believe parity is a part of that, where we have a disproportionate number of psychiatrists who engage in private practice because we're not on equal footing with reimbursement. In this day and age, with COVID and people losing their jobs or losing their insurance benefits, et cetera, it's become a huge problem. It continues to grow, and people are not able to get the type and quality of mental health services they require in an affordable manner.
Well, underscoring what you just said, many psychiatrists don't participate in insurance plans, and that's because they say that their reimbursement is too low. And a study in 2019 did show that primary care physicians were almost 24% higher in their reimbursement than that for mental health practitioners. This disproportionately affects people who don't have the cash, don't have the money to pay for mental health. And I just want to also add that, you know, when you were talking about the Black man and the white man both walk into a room exhibiting the same behavior, from my understanding, the profession has pathologized Black behavior. So an angry Black man is schizophrenic. An angry white man is angry.
Right. And part of that has to do with cultural humility. We learn in psychiatry how to approach patients and how to be open-minded, understanding, and being willing to learn and understand their positions. We should not be prescribing medication until we understand the patient and the barriers to access, the barriers to continuity of care, et cetera.
Well, this racism within psychiatry, it goes back centuries to Dr. Benjamin Rush, who we read is widely considered to be the father of psychiatry, who thought that Black people had dark skin because they had leprosy. It's just kind of insane. But bring us up to this moment. Now you have Blacks across the board skeptical of the American medical world. It's affected them in times of COVID and whether or not they would take a shot. And I'm wondering if you see it affecting them in a time of racial reckoning when they're seeing people who look like them murdered on videotape. What does it mean if Blacks are distrustful of psychiatry at a time when they might need the services more than ever?
Stigma is a huge problem, and that's for all patients. But when we add on the serial traumatization that is impacting society, particularly Black and brown people, at the hands of law enforcement and otherwise, it becomes increasingly important to make mental health services accessible and user-friendly. It's a process. Not everybody's going to buy into it. But when we think about the consequences of not providing those services, it's incumbent for us to do what's necessary, not just psychiatrists, but medicine in general, to improve the access to care, the affordability of psychiatric care, and the quality of psychiatric care. Accessibility involves increasing the diversity of the psychiatric workforce, which involves recruiting people at an earlier age. And we have a Black Men in Psychiatry program at the APA, which is designed to recruit college students. They get mentorship, they get to come to meetings, they get to meet leaders in the field, et cetera. And we hope that this will work towards increasing the number of minority psychiatrists in the workforce. We need those types of services, those types of perspectives. But we also need people who have lived experience to contribute to that group and offer education, support, training, modeling, so that people can understand that there is no one type of psychiatry, one type of Black person, one type of psychiatrist. And we need to be open to that and willing to learn from our colleagues and from our patients and from the community.
Psychiatrist Cheryl Wills, chair of the American Psychiatric Association's Task Force on Racism. We'll link you up to all sorts of reading at hearandnow.org. Dr. Wills, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.